Sechus Beit Perak Alf Mishnah Gimel Echad Ilan Thran V'Echad Ilan Michael Rohan Osan Kilu Hain. Whether it was a barren tree that doesn't produce fruit, or if it was a fruit tree, we would look at it as if it was a fig tree. Meaning to say, we said in the previous mission, if you have three trees in the area of a Beit Sah, then the entire Beit Sah has the din of a Sadeh Ilam, which you're allowed to plow up the Shavuot of the sixth year. But we said that each tree has to produce enough fruit that if it was a fig tree, it would produce 60 Italian mana of pressed sticks. And this mission, we're saying that those three trees in the Beit Sah don't necessarily have to be fruit trees. Even if they don't produce fruit, we would look at it as if it was a fig tree. And Ruyan Lasu's Kikur's Veil shall Shisha Mana be Talki. If it was a fig tree, it's a large enough tree that it would produce enough figs for 60 Italian mana of pressed figs. In such a case, Horshin called Beisah Bishvila. The entire Beisah would have a din of a Sada Elon, and you would be allowed to plow the entire Beisah in the sixth year of Shemitah of the Shvias. Even though the three trees in this Beisah don't produce any fruit at all. But since those trees are large enough that had they been fig trees, they would produce enough figs for 60 Italian mana of pressed figs, we look at the entire Beisah, the Sada Elon, as an orchard, and you'd be allowed to plow the entire field up the Shvias of the sixth year. But if there are less than three trees in the area of a Beisah, or even if there are three trees in the area of a Beisah, but those trees are not that large, and they wouldn't produce enough fig for 60 Italian mana for pressed figs, he would not consider the entire Beisah a Sada Elon. Instead, the din would be in Horshin Lahem Ella Lutzorcha. You're only allowed to plow until Shavuot of the sixth year the amount of land that is needed for these trees. The amount of land that is directly underneath the trees and directly around the trees, which is the amount of area that is needed to harvest the fruit, that would be considered a Sada Elon, and you'd be allowed to plow it up to Shavuot of the sixth year. But the rest of the Beisah is not needed for the trees, and therefore would not have a din of a Sada Elam, which you're allowed to plow until Shvias. Instead, it would have a din of a Sada Halav in a field that produces grain, which you're only allowed to plow up to Pesach of the sixth year of Shemitah. Sada Shvias Paragaf, Mishnah Dad, Haya Echad Osa, Kikers Vela, Ubeis, Ein Osa. We have said in the previous Mishnah that if you have three trees in the area of a Beis Sah, if the trees are large enough that had they been fig trees, they would produce enough fig for 60 Italian mana of pressed figs. In such a case, the entire Beis Sah has a din of a Sada Elam, which you're allowed to plow up the Shavuot of the sixth year. Now, if one of the three trees is big enough that if it were a fig tree, it would produce enough pressed figs, but the other two are not big enough. Obezo sem be'echad ena osa. Or even if two of the trees are large enough to produce that amount of pressed figs, but one of them is not large enough. In such a case, ein horshin lahem ela l'tzorcha. Then we would not say that the entire Beisah has a din of a Sada Elon. Only the amount of land that is needed for each tree would have a din of a Sada Elon. Only the land directly underneath each tree and directly around each tree has a din of a Sada Elon, which you're allowed to plow until Shavuot. But the rest of the Beisah has a din of a Sada Halava, the field that produces grain, that you're only allowed to plow up the Pesach of the sixth year. Akihu Megimo Vatek. That which we said, that you need at least three trees in the area of a Beisah that produce enough fig. That, if you have between three and nine trees in the area of a Beisah, you need to have at least three of those trees produce enough fig for 60 Italian mana of pressed figs. And if you don't have three trees that produce enough figs, then only the area directly underneath and around each tree would have the din of a Sada Elam. Hayu Asara, Asara Ulamala, Bein Oysen, Bein Sheena Oysen, Horshan Kol Beisah Bishvila. But if there were 10 trees in the area of a Beisah, or more than 10 trees in the area of a Beisah, then it wouldn't make a difference how large those trees are and how many fruit they produce. The entire Beisah would be considered a Sada Elam, which you're allowed to plow until Shavuot of the sixth year. And since there are 10 or more trees in the area of a Beisah, it doesn't matter how large the trees are, the entire Beisah is considered a Sada Elam. Shenemar b'chor shuvakot tishpah, that the pasuk says, you have to rest from plowing and harvesting. The Mishnah here is explaining how we know that you're not allowed to plow in the sixth year if the plowing in the sixth year is for the betterment of the produce that will grow during the year of Shemitah. This is learned out from the pasuk which said, "B'charish uba katzir tishbos, you must rest from plowing and harvesting." Ain tzarich loyma charish u katzir shal shviyas. The pasuk doesn't need to tell you that the plowing and harvesting in the year of Shavuot itself is forbidden? Because we have a different pasuk that tells us that. So what is this pasuk coming to teach you? This pasuk is forbidding us from plowing on Erev Shavuot during the sixth year that is coming into Shavuot, meaning that the plowing of the sixth year is for the betterment of the produce that will be produced during the year of Shavuot itself. And it's also coming to forbid us from harvesting the produce on Matzah Shavuot, on the year after Shavuot, if the produce we're harvesting had grown during the year of Shavuot itself. This is a pasuk that teaches us that you're not allowed to plow in Erev Shavuot if the plowing in Erev Shavuot is for the betterment of the produce that will be produced on Shavuot, and you're not allowed to harvest on the year after Shavuot if you're harvesting the fruit that was produced in the year of Shavuot itself. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Ma'acharis Rishut, Av Kotzim Rishut, Yatzah Ketzira Omer. Rabbi Yishmael disagrees with the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's not from this pasuk that we learn out that you're not allowed to plow on Erev Shavuot or harvest on Matzah Shavuot. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that teaches us not to plow on Erev Shavuot or harvest on Matzah Shavuot. Moshe Rabbeinu learned this din on Har Sinai and passed it on to Klal Yisrael, and it was passed on as a tradition from generation to generation. It's not learned out from this pasuk. This pasuk of Bechar Shuvakat Tishbos is actually teaching us a different halacha entirely in regards to Shabbos, which is that even though harvesting on Shabbos is one of the 39 halachos that's forbidden on Shabbos, but there is a harvesting that is mutar on Shabbos, which is the harvesting of the Omer, the harvesting of the produce that is used for the Minchas Omer, which is brought on the 16th day of Nisan, on the second day of Pesach, in the Beis HaMikdash. The Minchas Omer allows us to eat the Chadash, to eat the new crop of grain, and you're allowed to harvest that produce on Shabbos. And it's learned out from the pasuk of Bechar Shuvakat Tishbos, and the pasuk which says that you should rest from plowing and harvesting. The pasuk is telling us that you should compare the harvesting to the plowing. Just like the plowing that is forbidden on Shabbos is referring to plowing which is a reshus, which is not mandated by the Torah, as there is no plowing that is mandated by the Torah, never do we have a case where plowing would be a mitzvah. So the katzer, which the Torah is also telling us to rest from Shabbos, is also a katzer, a harvesting, which is a reshus, which is not mandated by the Torah. That is a type of harvesting which is forbidden to do on Shabbos. But a harvesting which is mandated by the Torah, which is a mitzvah, is not forbidden on Shabbos. As we're comparing harvesting to plowing, just like the plowing that is forbidden on Shabbos is referring to a plowing that is a reshus, that is not a mitzvah, so too the harvesting which is forbidden on Shabbos is referring to harvesting, which is a reshut, which is not a mitzvah, as opposed to a harvesting that is a mitzvah, such a harvesting, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So therefore, when the pasuk says, Bacharish, Ubakatzer, Tishbay, the Yisharet, Mashiach, for plowing and harvesting, the pasuk is teaching us that harvesting is compared to plowing, that the only type of harvesting which is forbidden is harvesting, which is a reshut, which is not a mitzvah, as opposed to the harvesting of the produce for the Minchas Omer, such a katzer is a mitzvah, the mitzvah to harvest the produce for the Omer, that is allowed on Shabbos, even though Kotzer normally is an av malacha, one of the 39 malachas, but if you're harvesting for the Omer, it is mutter on Shabbos.